A rather stunning announcement from Attorney General Eric Holder saying that U.S. officials uncovered a terrorist plot to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Washington, and the chain of command seems to lead straight back to the Iranian government. How high in the government, we don't know. The plan reveals an enmity between Iran and Saudi Arabia that's so strong, Iran seemed willing to carry out a direct assault on Saudi Arabia on American soil. Joining us now, Mohsen Asghari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Tehran. Mohsen, the Iranian government has denied these claims and, in fact, implied that the U.S. government has watched too many Hollywood-born supremacy movies. What's the response of the Iranian people?
Actually, among Iranian people, because almost no one has heard about the news so far, because the news is totally absent from today's papers and also on the IRIB, I mean Iran's national TV and radio, the news is totally absent. So not a lot among Iranian people are aware of that. And yeah, that's the reaction. No Iranian officials have said that this is an evil plot against the Islamic Republic orchestrated by America, Israel and Saudi Arabia. Today morning, it was the Majlis Speaker in Iran said that this is a childish game started by the United States. And also, the Supreme Leader in Iran was delivering a speech and talking to the people, huge number of people, in one of his trips to Kermanshah in northwestern Iran. He implicitly touched the issue and said that, and warned the Western countries not to mistake Iran for other region, for other countries in the region. These are the main reactions, and they try to snub the news in a way and say that this is another psychological warfare orchestrated by Westerns, and this is an evil plot against Iran.
Mohsen, thanks so much. Mohsen Asghari, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Tehran. Also with us, Stephen Kinzer, author of Reset, Iran, Turkey, and America's Future. Good morning again, Stephen.
Good to be with you, Celeste.
First of all, let's talk about the target. Remind us why Iran might be willing to attack Saudi Arabia on American soil. Why are the stakes that high? And what is it with this ambassador? What makes him such a significant target?
The ambassador, Jabir, is not a member of the royal family, but he's an intimate advisor of the king. He's flying back and forth all the time, so he is an important figure. Nonetheless, it's hard to imagine how Saudi Arabia would be changed or its policy would be changed if he were somehow off the scene. What we're seeing here in the background is something much bigger, and it's a result of what we've seen in the last year in that part of the world, even bigger than the uprisings that we call Arab Spring. And that is the withdrawal, partly voluntary, partly involuntary, of the United States as the hegemon in this region. It's a period comparable to the period right after World War II, when the British essentially withdrew and the Americans came in to fill the power vacuum as the regional hegemon. Now the United States' position in the Middle East is shrinking. It's weakening. So the lid is off. The United States kept the lid on that region with authoritarian regimes for a long time. Now that that lid is off, everybody wants a seat at the table. We're starting to see how many groups are out there. It's like a picnic in Prospect Park. Everybody wants a seat at the table. And the two countries that feel they have the right to be the regional hegemon, along with Turkey, which is off on the side, are Iran and Saudi Arabia. They both believe they should be the country that is going to fill the power vacuum that the United States is leaving as it withdraws from the Middle East. And that is the real deep background behind the story.
Talking to Stephen Kinzer, author of Reset, Iran, Turkey, and America's Future. And for you, go to Google Maps. Prospect Park is in Brooklyn, New York, Stephen, or unless you were using Prospect as a bit of content there, since it is a prospect that the Iranians want to take this power position. I'm wondering if you could respond to the idea that al-Qaeda has always had Saudi Arabia as a target, and that Iran and Iranian fundamentalist groups have always targeted the Saudis as a problem in the region, and that in certain respects, this isn't new.
That's true to a certain extent, but Saudi Arabia's regional ambitions have never been as great as they are now. In the past, Saudi Arabia was kind of a regional enforcer for the United States. Saudi Arabia and Israel were always our go-to partners in that part of the world. Now, the stakes are even higher for Saudi Arabia. You are seeing, for example, Saudi Arabia now is in complete control of Bahrain. Saudi Arabia is also in complete control of the government of Yemen. They are manipulating what's going on inside other countries in ways they never did before. Now, the real arena for Saudi Arabia-Iran power confrontation is Syria. Syria is in danger of breaking apart, and there are so many different factions there with a Shiite-related regime, a majority Sunni population. That is a theater for proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is promoting the Sunni majority. Iran is the last country in the region that is supporting Syria, the regime of Assad. So you're already seeing the two countries, Iran and Saudi Arabia, dueling in Syria. That's one theater of this global diplomatic conflict. And what we just heard about this morning or last night about this part of Washington is another theater.
Well, let me ask you, Stephen, why is the America the sign of that theater? I mean, is there significance here that instead of attacking a member of the royal family or someone else on Saudi Arabian soil, why would it be in the United States?
I don't think this is an accident. I think you put your finger on something. There are factions in Iran that thrive off conflict with the United States. Any reconciliation between Iran and the United States is going to undermine the power of those factions. And those factions are in control of some of the nastiest pieces of the Iranian government. So anything that promotes hostility between Iran and the United States is very positive for radical factions in Iran. And those factions probably include the supreme leader or people around him. So there is definitely a desire not only to avoid reconciliation between Tehran and Washington, but to intensify the hostility. There are factions on both sides that want to do that.
So real quickly, Stephen, what's your guess on how high in the Iranian government this goes, culpability for it?
We have known in the past that the Iranian regime has sent out assassins and that they have been sent by probably the leader of the intelligence service. It's hard to believe that these could have been carried out without at least a wink from the supreme leader, and that's something that's profoundly disturbing.
Stephen Kinzer is author of Reset, Iran, Turkey, and America's Future. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Talking about the announcement from Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday that U.S. officials uncovered a terrorist plot that led straight to the Iranian government planning to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Washington in Washington, D.C., presumably.